Tatra.
Tatra.
There.
There.
Gandharvam.
Gandharvam.
Musical sounds.
Musical sounds.
Akarnya.
Akarnya.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Divya.
Divya.
Heavenly.
Heavenly.
Maga.
Maga.
Symmetric.
Manaharam.
Beautiful. Visismyo.
Visismyo.
They became amazed. Rajaputra.
Rajaputra.
All the sons of King Harpishat. They. All of them. Mridanga.
Mridanga.
Drums.
Drums.
Panava.
Panava.
Kettle drums.
Adi.
All together. Anu.
Always.
This is from Srimad Bhagavatam. The fourth canto, 24th chapter, and this verse 23. It should be mentioned on the blackboard. I trust a lot of people like it. Tatra Gandharvam Akarya. Divya Marga Manoharam.
Divya Marga Manoharam.
Visismiyura Raja Putraste.
Visismiyura Putraste.
Medanga Panavadiyanu.
Medanga Panavadiyanu.
Tatra Gandharvam Akarnya.
Divya
Marga
Manoharam.
Visismiyo Raja Putraste.
Visismiyo Raja Putraste.
Mrida Panavadiyanu.
Mridanga Panavadiyanu.
Tatra Gandharva Makarnya.
Tatra Gandharva Makarnya.
Divya Marga Manohara.
Divya Marga Manohara.
Visismiyo Raja Putraste.
Visismiyo Raja Putraste.
Mridanga Panavadiyanu. Sons of the king became very much amazed when they heard vibrations from various drums and kettle drums, along with other orderly musical sounds, pleasing to the ear. To various flowers and living entities about the lake, there were also many musical vibrations. The void of the impersonalists, which has no variegatedness, is not at all pleasing compared with such a scene. Actually, one has to attain the perfection of Satchitananda, eternity, bliss and knowledge. Because the impersonalists deny these varieties of creation, they cannot actually enjoy transcendental bliss. The place where the Prachetas arrived was the abode of Lord Shiva. In person, this star generally worshippers of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva is never without variety in his abode. Thus, wherever one goes, whether to the planet of Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, or Lord Brahma, there is variety to be enjoyed by persons full of knowledge and bliss. So they go on a journey, and while they're traveling, the Prachetas happen to see a great reservoir of water, which seemed almost as big as the ocean. The water of this lake was calm and quiet, and it seemed like the mind of a great soul, and its inhabitants, the aquatics, appeared very peaceful and happy to be under the protection of such a wealthy reservoir. And finally, Shiva comes out of the lake and addresses the Prachetas, as he was pleased with them for their piety and their following the religious principles. Shiva is likely known as Dharma Vachala. So, and at this point of the story, told by Maitreya to Vidura, Vidura said, "Oh Maitreya, please tell me all about what happened there. Oh Guru Padma."
This is better. Okay. And then I can see my mother.
So, Maitreya doesn't mind to address Vidura and to tell more about the meeting between the Prachetas and Lord Shiva. He starts by pointing out how rare it is to meet Lord Shiva, and also how Lord Shiva, even if one meets him, is always associated by, well, it is described as dangerous energies, but in fact it means material energy. But dangerous energy is described as Satya, Gaurya, Golaya, and Gaur means terrible, terrible energies. On the other hand, and nevertheless, Lord Shiva is known as the greatest devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. personalities from Gina to Bhagavan, they're all very, very great personalities. Like we saw Bhikkhu Maharaj, for example. But from all these great devotees, Lord Shiva is known to be the name to mind the list among all types of Vaishnavas. In brief, Lord Shiva is certainly not an ordinary personality. So I thought within this half an hour I get some time to talk a little bit about the position of Lord Shiva and his good wife, his Gauriya Shakya, Durga, and their relation to Lord Vishnu, specifically in function of making advance in Krishna consciousness, because that's a little bit what these chapters are about, and that's a little what the Prachetas were looking for to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. It is known for one who worships Vishnu directly. Most of them are not very rich. On the other hand, when one worships Lord Shiva, it often happens that one knows an enormous economic development by Lord Shiva's grace. Now, why is this? Because Shiva is the husband of Durga. And as such, material energy is in his service. Rama, for example, he knew this very well. He worshipped Lord Shiva and Durga. And as such, his whole kingdom was filled up with gold buildings, where he made, as such, much advancement in Krishna consciousness. Could be a topic for another class. But anyway, by worshiping Krishna, or by worshiping Shiva and Durga, he became very popular. And if we find out, as Lord Shiva is the best among the Vaishnavas, which means worshiping Vishnu in a very superior degree, and we find out that Durga, being his wife, serves him, Durga becomes the servant or the servant of Vishnu. And this, of course, is what interests us within this class. Krishna says finally, Namaya Dhyaya, Daivyesha Dhyanamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayamayam to a body. You got into a material mind and a material body. Bodies from early morning to late evening. If you want to overcome the influence of this bodily condition, there is only one way. And that one way is, by asking Krishna for help. Krishna says this divine energy of mind, nature being his mainstay, consisting of three modes of material energy, is difficult to overcome, but not impossible. Because those who have surrendered unto me, they can easily cross the mind. And that's the whole idea. So austerities are performed to attain the supreme goal. And that is attained by the faith of the Lord only. And that is what the Chaitas were doing. have stood this for 10,000 years. Now, from the moment that each jiva, and we are all jivas, some interesting manner for each jiva. From the moment that the jiva, by issue of misuse of free will, that's what we all have. If we wouldn't have free will, it would be a big machine. But it's not a big machine. Because we all have the same power, the same life-giving principle in us. From the same quality as Krishna, not the same quantity, but the same quality. But if by misuse of free will the jiva rejects the service of Krishna, and as such said, not only the same quality, I desire to have the same quantity of God. From that very moment, motivated by its envious desire to preserve Bhagavan's position as supreme enjoyer, and desiring to imitate his pastimes. The external potency called Maya or Durga of the superior energy covers the authentic consciousness of the living entity. And when I was reading this, I had the picture of a frog singing very loud at the side of the river and serving a snake cup. Briefly, he hears his discourse and just swallows him. I can imagine. First of all, frog might not really realize what is happening. The second part of the scenario might be that he loses consciousness. And finally, if he still wakes up, he might ask him or herself, what am I doing here? More overwhelmed by fear than anything else, and not really realizing what else would happen previously, then wondering about the future, what will happen now. That's what happened to us also when we got out of the spiritual world, where we were playing with Krishna in his pastimes, but from the moment that we desire not to participate in that play anymore, and instead organize our own set of rules and regulations, Maya castes, Durga castes, not just because she likes to do so, but it's because that service direction which she got by Vishnu, because she serves Vishnu. So the material energy called Mahamaya is the mother of illusion. And a material conditioned person has no knowledge of being ultimately under Krishna's control. Forgot. Once we get back into the material world, into a conditioned body and a conditioned mind, forgetfulness is the first present which we get. We don't know anymore our internal relationship with Krishna. A material conditioned person has no knowledge anyway of being ultimately under Krishna's control. And the spirits of the false lordship is the spirit soul, having forgotten being under control of Krishna, creates some imaginary situation in which this individual considers him or herself Lord and Master of material energy, and that is called false ego. False ego's pure, authentic ego at this point becomes covered by illusion. So there is again the material energy in Mahamaya. Goddess Durga, material energy. And in Sarja, Bhairava, Vishnu, to purify, penalize jivas. Normally she's very much worshipped by mundane people because as she does, she can give you whatever material one might like. But on the other hand, she's the internal maidservant of Krishna. And as such, in the service of the Lord, Sena gave back to her Shiva, her husband. And one day, he told her, I'm going back, and I will reach Maya philosophy. He did this because for one time, collective consciousness was filled with Buddhism. The Buddhist idea is all nothing. It's all illusion. Nothing is real. And once you find out that nothing is real, you just console into nothing. Voidism. And it happened by the practice of centuries. And many people were convinced that Buddhism was the core philosophy, the truth of the truth. So that's why Lord Shiva said, well, I'm going to preach Mayavadi, which means it's all one. There is no variations. There is no relationship. One has no relation with its son. It is its son. So it's a little bit boring, but also very peaceful. Because this oneness, after all, jnanas, those who have knowledge and have studied scripture and who know how everything works, they can cross the lines of material nature. They get into his samkhya-rasa, they get into his very peaceful rasa. It's already crossed material energy, but it's still the mode of goodness. More or less. So sometimes they will cross. Sometimes they go back. But nevertheless, even while preaching monism, it's all one. You are me, and I am you, and we are all together. Nevertheless, at the end, he preached Vaishnava philosophy. He said, Vaishnavinda, Vaishnavinda, Vaishnavinda. The rest should be in sense. So it ends at Mate, which means he stressed worshipping Lord Krishna. Why? Because the devotee is the devotee of the Lord. And what does the devotee of the Lord do? This worship Govinda. So he worshipped Govinda. That of course is what most of his followers did not read or did not want to read. But nevertheless, at the end of his philosophy, he worshipped Vishnu, the Lord. And this is also a little bit within the rules of this verse, the lake where Lord Shiva resides was very peaceful and quiet, but all around were birds singing and flowers being beautiful, and was a very agreeable atmosphere, full of variety. And that's where impersonalists can get a problem. They say, no qualities. Ramayana has no qualities, no niceness, no no beautiful colors, no musical birds chirping, nothing at all, no. It seems to be a lot of what Shiva, that there is many that I gave in this many bodies. So, we find that the Chaitas gets instructed by Lord Shiva about the absolute truth, because he was a priest with their devotion. And they got very motivated by the words spoken by Lord Shiva. And as a matter of fact, they accepted him as their guru. So, a disciple, just instead of considering what's in it for me, will I go back to Godhead? Will I get mukti, liberation? No, that's not the main problem for the Chaitas. The main problem for the Chaitas was instruction of my Guru Maharaj. How can I please my Guru Maharaj? By listening carefully, by surrendering, by offering a service to one's Guru. One can make advancement. That is what the Chaitas intended to do and also execute. They listen very carefully. And they performed their austerities, but I said 10,000 years. We don't have so much time. It's nicely written in Srimad Bhagavatam, what a good book. But what's the message for us? How can you go to 10,000 years, meditate on the mysteries of Lord Shiva? But Prabhupada is so nice. Because he said, if one has achieved the Lord's favor, one also comes in contact with the spiritual master. Probably not the chief, but spiritual master anyway. And give him instructions anyway. And for our age, the spiritual master of the spiritual master of the spiritual master, Lord Chaitanya has given us a very practical solution. No time to see 10,000 years. Even half an hour sometimes. It's discussion. But by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, one who simply chants the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, attains the highest perfectional stage. And this is right into the Srimad Bhagavatam, online with the Prachetas, following their footsteps, not by performing austerities for 10,000 years, but by constantly chanting Mahamantra. And the aim is the same. Attaining the mercy of Krishna. By the help of his pure devotees, in this case, even Mother Durga and Lord Shiva. So, maybe another small important point here is, of course, great souls who can instruct us like Lord Shiva or like a spiritual master, they'll have a path to Buddha. person to me. One can cross the most human nature easily. But nevertheless, this son, and opponent, should be more back to earth, more practical to all of us. And this means that by serving not only the pure devotees of the Lord, but also those who are by nature responsible for our growth in Krishna consciousness, like teachers, like parents, like even friends, very close, directly recognized in our daily life, by also respecting them, one can make a transcendental. Small summary. As the Prachetas meet Lord Chaitanya, Vidura is very inquisitive to find out what happened, when in essence Lord Shiva instructed the Prachetas, comparable to our life in daily life, as Lord Chaitanya instructed us. Chant the Mahamantra in order to, by the mercy of Durga, who serves Lord Shiva, who serves Lord Krishna, give back to where we belong, pure consciousness, Christ-like doubtless, full of knowledge for eternity, and is a relationship full of forgiveness and ananda, and that's after all we all want to be happy. So, is there any question?
Definitely.
There is no relationship. Being one means having no attraction anymore by sense perceptions, through sense perceptions, not being disturbed anymore by whatever one perceives from the material world. Peaceful mind, understanding. They have knowledge, they understand what is going on. To have small little questions, and to say no questions. But there is no relationship. And Lord Chaitanya says, love can only be in a relationship. If there is nobody else, who can we love? Who can we take care of? Who can we admire? Who can we feel for? If we only feel for ourselves, it becomes boring and boring after a while. So this variegatedness is not there. And also this relationship is not there. And as such, Prabhupada says, after being in this peaceful state for quite some time, such people get born. And as such, they get inspired and again to perform social work, caritative work, daycare for whatever to do. Social workers. And then they get back to the monastery. They don't transcend the monastery, human nature as such. Whereas this variegatedness includes a relationship with Krishna, which is the authentic relationship. And because of that relationship, Ananda can be added. It is not only determined, it is not only full of knowledge, but feelings and other aspects get included, which are, after all, aspects of our eternal soul. And indeed, people in this peaceful mood consider this absence of disturbances and even absence of misery and suffering to be happiness, to be bliss. But that is compared to the small shoes. And if the body feels so nice, it's fitted to small shoes that you're running in. You're running them all day and your feet hurt from all sides. From the moment that you can take off these shoes, being too small, it feels nice. But that's not the real. This is just some kind of relief from happiness. And that's how Prabhupada compares the happiness of Mayavadi is to real happiness means not having to wear the small shoes.
For this question, it seems that the disavakas, when, for example, when you become, when you try to become devotee, as you mentioned, that senses, can get diverted. For example, we engage senses in eating, so it can also, that people can also eat material food. So, as Vanasi was asking, what can protect sarakas from to get diverted to material energy again, is that they will just use senses for Krishna service. So that if they want to eat something, they eat just something which is offered. But if they want to use ears, they hear just music, which is about Krishna.
It says, anyway, if one performs devotional service uninterrupted and unmotivated in order to please the Lord, this is pleasing for the soul. And even when still conditioned by a material body, all the activities will spiritualize whatever conditions such a person finds himself in. In other words, the body gets spiritualized, food gets spiritualized, activities performed by the body get spiritualized, and as such the whole consciousness of this person becomes pure. And that is the power of devotional service, uninterrupted and unmotivated, in order to please Krishna. an answer to your question? Is that an answer to your question? Or to your
question?
To your suggestion?
It was like, maybe I formed wrong, but it was answer.